I'm Ed Spencer. I live in West Old Town, within 2 miles of Juniper Ridge Landfill. I sent some comments to you electronically the other day. I guess yesterday that would be. So I think I'm going to just hit the highlights here, if you can decide if they are highlights. For starters, it just seems like we have a really uneven definition in the state of what recycling is. And I'm sorry if there's whatever the numbers are currently. I've heard, you know, over 100,000 tons a year going into Juniper Ridge as fines for daily cover, and that's classified as recycled material. I think we run the risk of losing the common sense definitions that the people of Maine expect from us. And if they can go by and say, look at that huge mound, look at, like, Hamden, for example. Is that, in Maine, is 20-25% of that recycled waste? It doesn't seem right, you know. So I think you had some language in your battery section which says, recycling means any process through which a discarded covered battery or its components or byproducts is transformed from its original identity or form into new usable or marketable material. I think that might serve as a model definition to go across everything. I'm mostly concerned about these proposed changes to Chapter 418 rules. That's why I'm neither for nor against. I support the bill for the most part. And it's... I think it poses a threat, changing this to many Mainers. They seem like small changes to help a struggling business, but the number four fines, that's where the lead is. That's where the heavy metal is. And, you know, we've been hearing about Flint, Michigan constantly for the last month. Lead, it's a threat to not just adults, but especially children. The biomass boiler, another problem with that definition, in Old Town, is still permitted to spew 2.5 pounds of lead per day. Now, I don't know how much of that needs to get in the bloodstream to meet the thresholds, you know, for children being poisoned, but I don't think it's much. It's 2.5 pounds every day. Thankfully, they aren't doing it. Now, when they did try it for a while, it was, as I told Mr. Geiser, a complete horror show. You know, they had lead ash going across the river into Old Town. They created hazardous waste. You know, so here they were. That was kind of the foundation for, I forget which iteration of the mill being saved that was, but cheap fuel from CDD. And it proved to be anything but, because they had to pay for hazardous waste removal. Their ash was hazardous. If you burn this stuff in these facilities, it doesn't take very much of it to disqualify that ash from being used as a soil amendment in agriculture. Now, in Maine, we're supposedly behind on everything, but we are in the lead on small-scale farmers, mostly organic. So you start commingling, mixing this stuff into wood ash, they're not going to want to have it. So where's it going to go? Dump. I don't think we want that. And absolutely, you change these. Bill Lippincott gave the amounts up 50%, up by a third. That should absolutely be major substantive. And we probably do need to revisit these issues as a committee. And as the DEP, certainly. And I'm with incentivizing cooperation with the hierarchy. I think, I wasn't aware that there was a $4 a ton fee on landfill, landfilled MSW. Now it's two. I say make it five, but at least keep it two and make it, forget these exemptions. The rule is the rule. If it's going into a landfill, pay for it. Ding.
All right. Good job.
any questions?
Questions for Mr. Spencer. Thank you.
I appreciate your efforts on this bill.
Thank you so much. So we're going to start now with proponents, unless there's anyone else here who is just a regular citizen.